You're watching Top 5 here on Press TV. A deadly bomb attack has rocked Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The bomb was detonated in a mosque, killing 7 civilians. The bomber detonated his explosives among the worshippers who had gathered for the evening prayers. Dozens were wounded in the attack. It's feared that the casualties could rise. The ISIL Takfiri terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. The terrorist group has carried out similar attacks on mosques in Sana'a in the past. Well, Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen rages on, causing more civilian casualties and destruction. Riyadh's warplanes have pounded 2 areas in northern Sadr province, killing 3 people and wounding several others. They also carried out airstrikes in central Marib province. Meanwhile, Yemeni officials say nearly 1,200 civilians have been killed in Sadr alone since Riyadh's onslaught began in March. The international community has failed to take concrete measures to prevent the loss of civilian lives in Yemen. Nearly 6,400 Yemenis have been so far killed in the offensive. Well, to get more on the situation in Yemen, we're joined by Adamu Baraka, who's a human rights activist, with us from Cali, Colombia. Thank you very much for joining us. Well, let's start off with the latest developments coming from Yemen. Amnesty International has said the Saudi airstrikes on Yemen amount to war crimes. Any glimmer of hope that the Saudis can be stopped, given that earlier the Netherlands actually fell short of pushing a humanitarian inquiry into the atrocities by Saudi Arabia?
It is a very difficult situation to try to get international accountability for the carnage that the Saudi government is responsible for in Yemen. The attempt by the government of the Netherlands to try to bring about some degree of accountability by launching a investigation from the Human Rights Council was defeated. Or withdrawn because of the pressure that was put on the government by both Saudi Arabia and also U.S. authorities. So it's a continuation of one of the most egregious failures on the part of the international community to protect the human rights of people that I can really think of since some of the incursions by the Israelis in the Gaza Strip. But this even pales in comparison to those incursions because it's been such a long duration of the attack, now more than 6 months, without any effective response from the international community.
Well, I'm sure that you've been following the stories and developments in Yemen. We had this story, we already know that Saudi Arabia has been pounding Yemen since late March. An unlawful war against the people there. It's killed almost 6,400 people, mostly innocent civilians. Now there are reports of ISIS also increasing its attacks. Do you think this is just a coincidence, or is it a harmony of interests?
No, it is a consequence of the vacuum created in Yemen as a consequence of the Saudi invasion. There is some degree of collaboration, we believe, between the Saudi authorities and these factions connected to Al-Qaeda. We know that there are different elements of the Saudi royal family that are still pumping money, sometimes into various elements of the Al-Qaeda franchise, and sometimes the franchises are not always in contact with one another. We see this as an ominous development. The attacks that took place in Aden, it appears that the chaos is really widespread. And it also suggests, too, that these forces that the Saudis have helped to unleash in Yemen are uncontrollable. And we expect to see more of these kinds of attacks to take place even inside the kingdom.
Thank you very much. Adamu Baraka, human rights activist, joining us from Cali, Colombia.